and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for this 500th anniversary of the Reformation is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 7th, 13th, and 18th verses. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels to show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. We look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the power may belong to God and not to us. The church throughout the world, and especially that part of the church called Lutheran, celebrates the 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Reformation, when on the eve of All Saints' Day, Dr. Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses, that is to say, propositions for debate, to the door of the Castle Church of All Saints in the little city of Wittenberg, south of Berlin. 500 years is, by our calculation, a long time. But perhaps it would be well to remember the words of St. Peter in his second letter, where he says, "One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." Yes, for us human creatures living in time and space, half a millennium, 500 years, is a very long time. But for God, who dwells in eternity, who lives in unapproachable light, 500 years is but the twinkling of an eye. It seems that just about every 500 years since our Lord was visibly with us in this world, His one holy church undergoes a kind of crisis, a kind of upheaval, a kind of challenge to her very life. In the 5th century of the Christian era, the church was convulsed by controversy over the person of Christ. Is Jesus Christ true God? Is Jesus Christ true man? Is Jesus Christ one person? Those were the questions that convulsed the church. And it was then that the faithful fathers of the church, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, gave the answer which is in accord with the truth of God. That our Lord Jesus Christ is both true God and also true man and one person. 500 years went by, and then in the year 1054, there was the great division between the Eastern Church and the Western Church, the long simmering rivalry and controversy between the Bishop of Constantinople, present-day Istanbul, and the Bishop of Rome came to a head, and the church, which had previously been one, was now divided into two. Go on another 500 years, and we come to the Reformation, when in the Western Church, God sent Dr. Martin Luther to restore to his church the gospel in all its joy, in all its light, in all its purity. Those who accepted that message were called by their enemies Lutherans, but those so called eventually accepted that name as indicating that they affirmed and confessed not so much some strange doctrine of one German professor and monk, but rather the timeless, eternal, joy-bringing gospel which Dr. Luther proclaimed. Now, 500 years have passed since the Reformation, and it can be said with certainty that all of Holy Christendom is today also going through a time of crisis, a time of challenge, a time of the sifting of truth from error, of the gospel from all the counterfeits to the gospel. It is sad beyond words that in most of Western Christendom, the churches are in a state of confusion and disarray, where not only is the gospel, as it was rediscovered by Dr. Luther and proclaimed, is questioned, but also the decisions of the church in the 5th century. The true Godhead of Christ, his true humanity, his being one person. This is the crisis of our time. And in that crisis, as in every crisis the church has lived through, the church is not left to its own devices. The Holy Spirit is still dwelling with God's faithful people. The Holy Spirit, through the sacrament of baptism, through the preaching of the gospel, through the word of absolution, and through the gift of Christ's body and blood in the Holy Sacrament, continues to gather the one flock of the Redeemer. We remember Dr. Luther's words, "Thank heaven, a child of 7 knows what the church is, holy believers and sheep who hear the voice of their shepherd." Holy believers and sheep who hear the voice of their shepherd. The shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep, thereby atoning for all our sin, and then rose from the dead to break the bars of death and hell, and to open the kingdom of heaven to all who place their trust in him. And so today, at this 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Reformation, we give hearty thanks for the witness of Dr. Luther and all his co-workers. We in fact give thanks for the faithful witness of all the faithful teachers of the Church from the beginning to our own day. We also repent of our sins. Remember, the first of Luther's 95 theses is this: when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ says repent, he means that the Christian's whole life should be one of repentance. And so every anniversary of the Reformation is not some kind of triumphal celebration, but it is an occasion for repentance, for self-examination, for turning from our many and grievous sins, and seeking the grace of Christ to restore us and make us whole. So we give thanks, we repent, and we pray for Christ's one holy church. And in a prayer which found a place in the worship of the Western Church more than 1,500 years ago, O Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and give to her that peace and unity which are in accord with your will. That perfect unity will be realized when the risen Lord appears in glory and brings all his faithful people home. And then we will rejoice in the marriage supper of the Lamb, worshiping the Lamb that was slain with the saints and the angels forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.